I have to admit that I feel like not a lot of people died this week in dumb ways. It was a hard, it was a tough search.
I think they did, we just don't, we couldn't find them.
Yeah, my searching skills are getting worse.
We need AI to search for us.
Yeah, I need some sort of AI bot to like search every day for me and compile stories.
Is there like a Patreon person we could pay that could just research stories all week for us?
A patron that just sends us the stories every day?
Free Patreon.
That's not a bad idea. I feel like though if we got AI to do it, AI would just start making up fake stories.
That's true. I have seen plenty. Did you see the principal that got faked?
No, tell me.
Some high school in, I don't know, New York or somewhere. Some student got the principal's voice and made a recording making him sound racist and aired it. And everyone thought it was real, but it wasn't the principal.
Did the principal get fired?
No, they found out it was AI generated, so.
How long did it take them to figure it out?
I don't know. I just saw it was the news this week.
I believe I heard that story, and I heard that it was a while before they figured out that it was AI. Mm. And I think the kid, how old was that kid? I think they heard that that kid got prosecuted or was getting prosecuted or something. Makes sense to me. Mm. Little brat. Send him to jail. Teach him a lesson.
All right.
Kid.
Yeah.
It's going to happen. It's going to happen to all of us. We're going to have to learn because kids are getting busted all over for like generating AI images of their classmates with no clothes on, things like that, you know? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And it's like middle schoolers, you know? It's the world our kids are going into.
You guys are going to have to excuse Ben. We sent him on another little mini vacation, so he'll be back hopefully next week, maybe.
You'll notice the podcast going more smoothly.
What does that mean?
He's an anchor that weighs us down.
You mean you don't have to edit? You don't have to edit all the long pauses out.
He does talk very slow, and like he's like very Trump-like. He finishes like half thoughts. He doesn't even finish like half his sentences. He starts talking about something else, he guesses himself all the time.
Yes, yeah, he gets distracted easily too. You mentioned the word bone. He's like, speaking of dog bones.
Yeah.
Let's see, he makes it entertaining, though. He does.
Well, he'll be back next week. He has some personal issues. We had to send him away. We'll tell you. He's in one of those facilities for alcoholism.
I think I was going to say mental.
He's in lockdown.
He's in a straitjacket for a week.
Okay, well, welcome to the Darwin Awards podcast. We research, we're brothers. Usually there's three of us, but today there's only two. We research stories every single week. We figure out who died this week doing something dumb, and we bring them to you fresh, hot off the press stories.
Mine's not super fresh. I mean, it's like 6 days, but it's...
Well, the corpse is practically still warm.
Yeah, they probably haven't even like put makeup on the body yet, so...
Please don't do that to me when I die. Closed casket.
Yes, please do not comb my hair, because that's not how I do it. Don't give me a part and put me in a suit. I don't want all that, you know.
They're going to. You know they're going to.
Your
wife's the one in charge, so.
No, she won't. Hey, did you watch the recent, I mean, it's not that recent, it's Jim Gaffigan, recent stand-up?
Mm-mm.
It's called, like, Dark Pale.
Oh, yeah, I think I did see that, actually.
You should watch. He just talks about dying the whole time. It's pretty good. Okay. Well, Joe, what happened last week? Do you remember?
Oh, thanks for reminding me. Okay. Well, last week's stories, we had the man who died electrocuted while running from the police. He got wrapped up in some sort of electrified fence. We had the Chinese tourist that fell into an active volcano taking a selfie. We had the Instagram reel stunt as the guy that fell, the flagpole fell down. The guy was trying to hang from the flagpole. And the flagpole, like, went down. And then we had the influencer who fell into a reservoir while performing a stunt for his fans. And I forgot to post a poll on Spotify.
Convenient. Did your story win?
No. The Chinese tourist that fell into the active volcano.
No.
She won the vote.
Yes,
so
I know.
Congratulations.
It was Long Wang or something like that. I can't remember.
Yeah, something like that. I can't remember her name, but it was something like that.
Mm. Okay.
Not a joke.
We don't joke about that.
if you would like to vote, just you can join our Patreon. Even you can just sign up as for free. In fact, I saw somebody signed up for free today. Who was it? I don't know, somebody. You can sign up for free just so you can vote. Or you can just or you can go on, if I remember to post it, the poll on Spotify. I should remember to post these things. It's not that I forget. It's just a lot going on. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you do too. I see one of your children in the background.
Yes, I don't know what he's doing up. He went to bed an hour ago, but he just decides to wander about.
He looks like he's wandering around the house.
He's deciding to self-medicate himself with NyQuil.
That's a bad sign for like a 11-year-old. He's like 11?
Yeah. Yeah.
He's just decided, I'm going to take some NyQuil right now.
I have a slight, can't breathe out of my nose.
Let's bro, can you ever imagine when you were 11 just getting up and taking some NyQuil and
well, he out? Walked, he did walk over to mom, so I'm sure mom told him to go get some.
Okay.
But no, I didn't even know we had any. We didn't have any medicine in the house. We didn't
we
have
had
anything.
Something.
We had like Robitussin, something you don't want to take.
Something that you didn't, yeah. You
had disgusting.
To, it was a spoon in your mouth. It wasn't like these.
Mm-hmm.
These freaking kids
now it
today.
Tastes like candy today. It's delicious. Kids want more. Okay. Well, who gets the honorary?
Go ahead. Take
is
the
it
honor.
Me? Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I think it actually is my week, which is a bummer because I want Ben to be here when I my week. But
well, we can make it next week your week. But
okay. Well, this story's going to come out of India, New Delhi. It's one of the bigger places in India. Has to do with a 20-year-old man. We've had almost every story in the possible book come out of India.
Yeah, those Indians, they like to die in weird ways.
Yes. Well, there's just a lot of them, so there's a lot of headlines to cover. This yep. guy died in a freak accident, and I would not... I beg to differ that
dang it.
That's a freak accident.
What? I forgot to type in the freak search
accident.
Term, freak accident.
Yes, this is the first story that came up.
When I dang it. How did I forget to search that term?
Well, it's not a freak accident. It's a stupidity is what it is. What happened is this 20-year-old man was on top of a truck. Like a regular, I guess, 18-wheeler, whatever.
Okay, so a big tractor trailer. Okay. Yeah.
On CCTV footage, cops saw the man was standing on top of a truck carrying ginger.
Hold on a second. Was the truck moving?
Yes. Yes, it was.
Okay, so he's not just on a truck. He's on a moving truck.
He's on a moving truck, yes.
Okay,
it, all I don't right. know what... Ginger. I don't know how they identified he's carrying ginger. Is a sack of ginger? I don't know.
Well, if it's a truck, it's probably carrying lots of ginger. All they're all giant roots all over the place, right? I'm assuming it's not
maybe
just...
Maybe he's just saying, he's got an armful of ginger just in his hand.
He's holding a handful of ginger while he's... They wouldn't be able to be like, is that the guy in the truck carrying some ginger?
That looks it? Like ginger. No, that's not ginger. That's Cuban.
I think it's more likely the truck is carrying ginger. Okay. He's on top of a ginger truck.
Well, the CTT... Oh, what? You got a visitor too, Joe? What's going on?
Are you knocking on the door?
Mm.
Just come in.
Yep.
Put the dog in bed.
At least my kid got up for a real reason.
Good night, love you.
All right, go on. Sorry.
All right. So, it was caught on footage. Said after the truck passed underneath the metro station, the man was found lying motionless, indicating that he had banged his head against the beam of the metro station while standing on top of the truck.
Yikes. Please tell me you have an image for me to look at.
I'll share what I have, but it's not,
it's not just a guy. It's not the fake toe tag hanging on the dead feet.
No.
You know, that they create. Why, this is actually...
Why do you... You're so...
That's what they all. That's what all those Chinese, those Indian articles
no,
do.
No, no, they don't. I think you're being a little racist right now.
That's like... exactly what it is.
Good call. It's, good call.
Every single time.
Toe
every
tag.
Time.
Yeah,
stupid feet with toe tag.
There's no images, unfortunately. I tried searching for this CCTV footage of something. I could not find it.
All right.
But we've had a man dancing on a truck before in traffic, but this is just standing on a truck that's moving. I don't know why. Getting a ride. It's very, I don't know. I feel like I've seen a movie where they hit their head on a beam or something.
Oh, yeah. It's ridiculous.
Oh, wrongfully accused
a,
at the end of
wrongfully
the movie.
Accused, but they were on a boat, right? They went under a bridge.
Yes.
Bong. It's the closing scene of the movie.
Yes.
That's a great scene. Wrongfully accused. Yeah, okay, so metro. What do they mean by metro station? Was he just going through?
I don't know. Is there like
you can't drive through a subway?
I assume it's like, have you ever been in Mexico where they have like these overpasses of like walking bridges that go to the metro?
Yeah, okay.
Maybe it's one of those. It's just like the metal beam. Whatever it is, it doesn't matter.
Idiot.
Yeah.
Didn't your wife once see somebody like in front of her crash into a bridge because they were too tall?
I did. It was a brand new. They had just put up the new overpass. They were redoing the whole freeway. And a truck in front of her, she remembered seeing it as carrying a tractor. And she remembered thinking, that is not going to clear. And she switched all over the carpool lane. And sure enough, it collided with the bridge. And the tractor fell off onto the freeway.
Yeah. That's insane. Did she make it through before the traffic?
It did. And they all got stuck behind her. I remember she was Marco Polo'd me. And she's like, oh.
Adam came to visit me last week. We went golfing. And then he drove home.
Oh, yeah.
How long were you in traffic on the way home? Mm. Were you like 4 hours?
No, it was like two, I think. And it was like 20 miles from my house. There's a semi that collided with another truck, like literally 30 cars in front of me. And it just took them 2 hours to unpile it. And I was just sitting there.
The funny thing is, you were so excited because you took the shortcut route to get to my house.
I was going like, so fast.
This was so fast.
I was going
the best.
So fast.
I can't wait. When I go home, I'm going to get home so fast. And then you were like sitting in your freaking car forever.
It was horrible, too, because it was like I couldn't roll down the windows because something out there was giving me allergies. And it's kind of a little warm, and people are out there playing frisbee and hacky sack. They're so bored.
People got out of their cars. And were like, you were there that long. People were getting out playing frisbee and stuff.
Yeah. A long time. It's 2 hours, a long time to sit and do nothing, especially when you can't find any updates anywhere online about it, and internet's already very sparse in the canyon.
Is there any way you could take a nap?
I tried taking a little nap, but then I started thinking about survival. Like, what do I have in here? I've got half a bag of chips and a third of a kickstart. That's all I have left.
Okay, let's move on. I got a story. My story comes out of I don't even know. Oh, it's Java?
Indonesia.
No, where is Java?
Java?
Yeah, Central Java. Do you know?
I don't know.
Not the coffee.
Java sounds like Central America.
It's a province of Indonesia.
I said Indonesia.
Did you? Do you even know where Indonesia is?
Yes, remember, it's a group of thousands of islands off the coast of...
Yeah, this is like northwest of Australia, in the province of Central Java. I need to go visit someday. Well, you wait till you see the picture that has been posted on this one, this article. Let me show you so you can see. Look at this picture. No toe tag on this.
No, that looks a lot better. Person. That looks like... a nice clean sheet with a hand that actually looks alive, because hands wouldn't be curled up like that, probably.
What all these Asian countries do, when they have a story of someone who died and they have no pictures, they find a Shutterstock image of like bare feet with toe tags on them, or like a dead hand underneath the sheet coming out, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah, does it even look Indonesian?
Okay. Here's the title of the article. Man dies in his own mouse trap.
Okay. I'm not following very much what's going on.
This beginning part is where it says master's eating weapon. That's just a bad translation.
Man dies in his own mouse trap.
Man dies in his own
mouse
trap.
All I can think is he's got to have eaten poison somehow, right?
That is one. We've had that before. We had a lady who like poisoned some tomatoes and set them out for the mice, and then she accidentally ate them later.
Forgot that she'd poisoned them. Nope.
Funny thing was she set unpoisoned tomatoes nearby, and then she just picked up the wrong ones. Mm-hmm. We've had plenty of people eat rat poison, right? This one does not involve any poison.
Really?
No poison, yeah.
Is it a classical mousetrap? Like a... you know,
like he stepped on it with his big toe and it like slammed on him.
And he fell down the stairs?
No. Mm. I'll give you a hint. This took place out in a field.
Oh, so he's electrocuting mice.
There you go. Yes. This man is a middle-aged man who's found dead due to being electrocuted by a rat trap.
Now,
if you would have
said that, Joe, a year or two ago, I'd have been like, I have no clue what you're talking about. But now that we're experts on You know, how to kill animals.
We've read enough stories. Mm-hmm. People, this is actually probably not the first person we had killed by an electric rat trap before. He set one out there. You know, he set some electric thing out there in his rice field. I think it was, yeah, in his rice mm-hmm. field to kill mice. He's a 63-year-old resident of somewhere out there in central Java province. He was found lying dead this last Friday. Police chief said the incident started when the victim went to the rice fields to check electrical traps. He met his neighbor on the way on the road.
Okay, that's it.
Victim talked about going to the rice fields to check mouse traps using electricity from a generator.
How?
He placed out there in the
field. I just don't understand. How much electricity does it take to kill a mouse?
It's about a whole generator.
Apparently, you're killing a whole swarm. Or what do they call them? What is it? I don't know.
Like what do you call a group of mice?
We should know this. We should. I think it's a stupid name too.
Yeah. You need to look that up. A murder. Yeah. A murder of
no.
Of
that's
mice?
Crows. Come on.
What's a group of mice called? Like a.
It's called a nest.
Okay, I guess
it's a collective group of mice is a nest.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I don't know. I mean, these are rice fields. I'm assuming there's all kinds of vermin and stuff out there trying to catch. Maybe not even just rats, but whatever. Anyway, the night came, and the victim had not returned home. Hmm. People were worried about him. They went out to the rice fields to find him. They found him lying next to some wires and cables connected to a generator.
So maybe he was trying to adjust it, and he wound up just electrocuting himself.
Yeah, the victim's neighbor immediately removed the cable from the generator and confirmed the victim's condition. It turned out the victim had died with wet clothes. His clothes were all wet. I'm assuming he was standing in the water.
You know, when I think rice fields, I think there's water. Do you not think that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, tons of water. Hmm. I'm assuming these cables are going down into the water. I'm assuming he's just killing everything.
I don't think so. Are there mice floating in the water? I don't think so.
And if so,
are you killing mice and letting them float in the water with your rice?
I don't know. I don't know what are the conditions like, you know, sanitarily in Indonesia.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't
true.
Really know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he had wet clothes. I'm assuming that had something to do with it. They don't know. But from the results of the examination of the victim's body, it was found that there were circular burn wounds on the back of his waist. So maybe he fell down and sat on it somehow.
The sentence above it says a red light bulb, which was used to indicate the presence of electricity.
Oh, yeah. He should have known because this guy set up like this red light thing to tell you if the electricity was on or not. Mm-hmm. And it was there.
That's so much electricity. Okay, we've had these in the past, but they're not for mice. It's like for larger animals. But like mice, you know,
like,
maybe.
What larger animal are you killing with electricity?
Squirrels. I don't know. What's bigger than mice? Rabbits? I don't know. I just think that's a lot of electricity for... Maybe it's a big, long, huge thing, you know, so it needs a lot of power to get to the end. I don't know. But
well, the chief, police chief there in this area has asked the public and rice field owners not to install electric rat traps because they're very dangerous.
Yeah.
He says... We urge public not to install rat traps with electric current in rice fields because it can result in casualties, both yourself
and others
included.
Well, maybe it wasn't really for mice. Maybe it's for his neighbor.
Yeah, the rice thieves. There's lots of rice thieves out there.
You don't know that. They could be getting nets or rice or whatever they carry rice in. I don't know. I do know that I've never electrocuted anything. I've caught mice other ways, usually just sticky traps. That's the only successful way I've ever caught a mouse. Mm-hmm. The rat traps don't work. What was that, just slam down on them? I've never had that.
Oh, I've caught plenty with the mouse traps.
Really?
Oh, yeah. In the motorhome, yeah. Because we drive a lower place in the fields, they would just crawl up into the motorhome. Oh. So we had to have rat traps up frequently.
Really? You ever set one off an accident?
No.
Quite frankly, I must say that this is really an excellent podcast. I think they're doing a tremendous job. And I don't know about you, but we should pay these guys. I mean, they deserve it. And we should give them $5 per month for their content. Believe me, they aren't fake news. And I don't know, maybe we should listen to them a little more. They really have something special. I've actually, and I'm not sure I should be saying this, but I've spent a lot of money on their archive content. It's really something I enjoy, and they really deserve it.
Are you ever going to inform people that you finally accomplished your lifelong dream?
What was it?
Of running with the Bulls.
I got chased. I got chased by two Bulls last week.
Man, Joe Marco Polo'd us right after running from the Bulls. He sounded like he was paranoid and about to die, like recording his death. For us.
I felt like I was gonna die. My adrenaline was pumping so hard, and I was like down in this like swamp area crossing it, and these Bulls must have seen me coming because they came charging after me and made me run back down the hill into the swamp. When they didn't want to go down into the swamp area, so they kind of stopped on one side and I was on the other. But frick, I even on the other side there was kind of like a cliff. And I had to like climb up the cliff like as fast as I could. And I didn't care what I was grabbing onto, so I got all these thorns like stuck in my hand. I got this like thorn still stuck in my hand, scared to death. And then in order to leave, I had to climb over this barbed fence because I couldn't go back the way I came because they were sitting there staring at me.
And then you realized maybe I don't want to run with the Bulls. They seem a little, they're large.
I think that it would be different running down a street when I know this is going to happen versus I'm just standing there and these two freaking Bulls come out of nowhere unexpectedly and start chasing me.
I wish they had CCTV footage of that. That would have been...
Oh my gosh, it would have been hilarious.
Watching you scramble. You know what? At least it didn't affect your golf game. Oh, there's my cat feeder.
Yes, it did. Played horribly.
You still won. So, worked out. Hey, so those that were... I think we did talk about it in the podcast a little bit. We did tell our brother-in-law, he did listen to the podcast on the way to golfing, and he found out that I had got there early, and he was laughing about it, but unfortunately he couldn't be too happy because he got a speeding ticket just recently. So
he got a ticket, and right after that he found out.
And then he found out that we've been golfing without him. Oh, it was great. Worked out well. Very smooth. Well, let's get on to our third story, which comes out of, I think, Africa. It's Nyahururu.
What?
Nyahururu.
Okay.
Ruru. I don't know. I can't pronounce it. It doesn't matter.
Wow.
It doesn't matter, okay? It's a village. This is out of Africa, because it comes out of the African Daily.
What country?
It's the continent. I don't know, Joe.
It comes out of the continents of Africa.
I tried looking it up, and all I found was a picture of a pretty waterfall, okay? I don't know what it was or where it is. I'll look it up for you again. Here it is. It's I even have Google Maps here. Let me zoom out.
Share it with me. Nyahururu.
Close to Uganda and Kenya. Oh, wow. In between Kenya and Uganda.
Oh, wow. Rough place right now.
You've been there a few times.
I've been praying for them. I bless the rains down in Africa.
You're so dumb. Okay. Well, eyewitnesses of this account happened. There were plenty of people in the village who saw this stupidity happen. There were 2 hours of straight downpour. Downpour, so they spill it. Downpour.
I was wondering why you said it like that. Downpour. Is it spelled O-U-R or
yes,
something like
yes,
that? Oh, yes. I don't understand it either. Is that the official spelling of downpour?
Maybe we've just been saying it wrong. Downpour.
I say downpour.
I bet you in Australia they say downpour.
It seems more correct. Like downpour, when you say it like that, it makes it sound very like American. Hillbilly, stupid downpour. American. Lots of downpours going on. Well, hey, I knew there would be because I blessed the rains down in Africa. Okay, let's move on.
Stop it. So what had happened, it caused a stream, to swell. And a bunch of people in the village could not cross, and they're sitting on one side of the bank because the stream was way too big to cross anymore.
Were they sitting there because they wanted to cross, or were they sitting watching clowns try to cross?
I don't know. That's a good question. It just says there are many witnesses from the city that were on one side of the bank. They're on one side of the... It said actually it had swollen past the barriers, so it had gotten even bigger than what it...
That's scary.
Yeah. Well, then one man thought he was cooler than everyone else. And we all know people around the world anyways can't swim, so this doesn't help the whole situation.
Oh, ooh. I know what you're saying. Well, Africans can't swim. Okay, go on.
He was heading home after the rains, and he decided to go ahead and try and cross the stream while everyone was telling him not to do it. They were yelling at him and telling him, don't cross the stream. And someone even tried to hold him back, but he decided to go anyways.
Wow. Maybe he had to replace a really important
meeting.
Yeah,
it's something important to do. I don't know what it could be. Well, how important can it be?
Wife in labor?
He might die, though. I mean...
Maybe he's got tacos in his... Was he on a motorcycle there, you said?
There's a picture of it. I should show you it, but it's pretty good.
Could have hot food.
Okay. He's definitely...
Let me describe this picture I'm seeing here.
He's carrying, I think, possibly some radishes, or maybe... What is that, Joe?
This guy is... freaking the tires on his motorcycle are completely covered in water. He's going down. It actually doesn't look so bad where he is. I mean, I wouldn't take my bike into it, but I wouldn't feel like I was going to die where he is. He's carrying a bunch of like bananas. Those are bananas.
They're
really green bananas.
How do you know that? It could be the same thing that guy in India was carrying.
I have keen eyes, Adam. I can tell. I can see those are.
Well, bananas aren't helping you float. Well, he started going across and immediately was swept downstream. His body was found hours later.
Oh, gosh.
As he had drowned. What makes this more entertaining is I say that people actually tried to prevent him from going across.
Yeah, they tried to hold him back physically, saying, don't do this, buddy. Yeah.
Yeah, it's true. And he still said, I know what I'm doing. I'm going across this. Didn't work out for him.
No. No. He was halfway underwater in that picture by itself. Is that the actual picture?
I don't even know if that's the actual picture.
Okay. Maybe it's not. Maybe
the description underneath says a flooded stream. So I don't know.
That could be just a picture of somebody just
going across it. But
Google image search.
They didn't mention he tried to cross on a motorcycle, but...
Okay.
Yep. Simple but stupid.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever tried anything like that. Oh, you know what? We have once, haven't we?
Mm.
Was that Ben who got stuck in the middle of a river? But we were just having a good time.
No, we were just floating down the river.
Floating. We were just doing a float.
We were trying to cross it. Have you ever seen Little House on the Prairie, Joe?
Yeah. Yeah. What?
If you watched maybe the first episode or second episode, it's like the Oregon Trail. They had to take their wagon across a river, and it's like 10 minutes of an intense scene of them trying to get across the river. And everyone's dying. Like, it's crazy.
It's so crazy.
And they filmed it that way, you know?
That is so crazy. You think about, like, the luxury with which we live right now and how close to death everyone was just not that long ago. Like, every day they were so close to dying, doing those simple things that for us it's just like, oh, well, I'll just do this over the river. You know what I mean?
That show is just about death. It's about how somebody dies in some way every single week. That's what it is. They get sick, or the Indians, or
and
the
we
wolves,
like watch it for entertainment. Oh, wow, what's gonna happen?
Yeah, that's how it used to be. Cool.
That's how it used to be. As we're sitting on our couch eating chips, we're all comfortable doing nothing.
Well, I could drive across that river in a heartbeat.
I would if I had lived back then. I'd have been fine. In reality, we were freaking weak.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how to do anything. I'd have just sat there and died.
You ran away from bulls successfully, so.
Yeah, I'm scared of a couple bulls. That's all. Okay. All right. Well, my story. My next one, I believe this is out of Brazil. Yeah, I think it's out of Brazil. Like, it's definitely Portuguese. I don't know where Malaga is. Mm. I don't know.
I don't know either. I
heard of it before.
Ben would probably know. Or he'd Google it.
Oh, it's Spain.
For you.
He was in Spain. This is in Spain. Okay.
That's not Portugal. That's not Brazil.
But. Yeah, well, the freaking... Sometimes the Spanish they use in Spain is so stupid that it looks like another language.
You literally just said the Spanish from Spain, where it like originates, right, is stupid.
Yeah. It is, though.
Well, English is stupid, too. It really is. English is so stupid.
No, English, I agree, English is stupid. But if you like speak Mexican Spanish versus Spain Spanish... Spain Spanish, it's the same. You understand it. It's just not. It's just like the Spain people think that their Spanish is so much better. And they use words that are like old school stupid. They still talk like, when goeth ye to the park?
You're like, okay, so it's like normal people versus white trash people, maybe?
No, it's like uppity people versus regular people.
Okay.
Okay. And they think that they're so much better. You know, it's really annoying. Anyway, this looks like Portuguese, but it's out of Spain. This is a young man. Actually, let me just read to you, show you the headline. This guy died after taking a fall. A young man dies after fourth floor window.
After forgetting his keys on the Costa del Sol.
He forgot his keys. We've had people forget their keys before.
Oh, wait. Is this an apartment or is this a hospital? What is this?
It's an apartment.
Why is it a hospital in the picture?
It's probably where he died, at the hospital.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
A 27-year-old victim fell while trying to get back into his accommodation.
Ah, yes. The classic, I don't know, what is he doing? Scaling up or scaling down the building?
This 27-year-old man dies. He died in the hospital after attempting to jump from one window to another in the property where he lived. He had forgotten his keys that he'd left inside of his room.
Ah.
He fell from the fourth floor of the building. He was transferred to the hospital alive, so he lived through the fall. But he later died in the ICU.
Maybe he's one of those like parkour people that really can do this stuff. You don't think so?
I should start searching parkour deaths every week.
No, right? It's so bad. It's so bad. They do die.
The videos? Yeah, I can't watch
them. Every one of them deserves a Darwin Award because they're so stupid.
The victim's close friend said that the young man had left his keys inside of his room and attempted to jump from the kitchen window of the property to try to access the room.
What?
Wait. Inside of his room? He was just going from his kitchen window to his room window? Instead of just kicking down the door?
I don't. Maybe he's like in an apartment. He's across the hall or something and he's running and jumping out the kitchen window to cross the... I don't know.
You may be kind of right. Check it out. He was unsuccessful and he fell from the fourth floor. The victim fell down an internal shaft of the building. So this wasn't outdoors. He fell indoors in an internal shaft of the building.
How does that? Where's that? Where's there a giant hole in the building? I don't think that's...
I don't know.
This is bad translation.
No. It's just Spain houses. They're just weird.
It's a garbage chute?
Yeah, he fell down the garbage chute. He had to jump through the garbage chute to the other side. Yes. Yeah, but he did fall down some internal shaft. Now, I think I read some other articles saying it was an elevator shaft, but I don't really know why. I don't know. Anyway.
You know, we do go to certain extents not to call a locksmith, do we not? Have you ever, like, been locked out of your car and you find a better way to get into your car than having to call a locksmith? I've had it three times in my life.
I've climbed in through the trunk and, like, through the seats in between and then up into the front. And, oh, yeah, my old truck, I used to climb in through the back window I could pry open.
Yes.
Climb into the cab.
Oh, I didn't climb in. I used to be able to pry my back window down at least an inch or two. And if you got a stick or something, you could pop the door straight. Like, it was an easy little lock.
Gotcha. Yeah.
But I remember twice, it happened 2 weeks in a row when I worked at Home Depot. I went to go take a nap, and then I just left the car with my keys in it and locked the door. So the guy who, like, one of the guys who works at Home Depot was like, I know how to get in this. And he had one of those, like, Jimmy, like, metal things. Yeah, he scratched my window all up a lot, but broke one of the locks. Got in. Now,
imagine you're doing all this while 40 feet up in the air. That's what this guy was doing.
Okay, there's a little difference, yes.
There's a huge difference climbing from a window like to a balcony. That's a call the freaking locksmith.
It won't or cost break you the door.
Or kick the door down, yeah. Come on, don't go the outdoor route.
Do you
route.
Think he's done it before? Or is his first attempt? Who knows?
That's a good question, actually.
Did you see this week a story of a guy who was base jumping?
Like the parachute that died? I didn't read the article. What happened with that one?
His first time base jumping. He jumps successful. It was fun. He goes back up to do it again, but he slips and falls before he could put his stuff together. And he dies.
Yikes.
Yes, he got confident. Yikes. He got confident.
He got a little cocky there. He was excited because he did it once already. Mm-hmm. I could see that. It's like going on a roller coaster. That's really scary. The first time through, it's like horrible. And then at the end, you're like, let's do that again. You're good. Mm-hmm. I can do this now.
Maybe that's the case here. Done it before.
Yeah, I didn't read that one.
Do it again.
I thought that because the headline seemed to make me think that there was a parachute failure.
Yeah. There's also parachute failure as well.
Isn't base jumping just falling, though?
I mean, jump and then pull parachute in the last second or something.
So it mattered that he didn't get to jump off, that he just fell?
He didn't. He wasn't ready to jump off. He slipped off. Wasn't ready yet, apparently.
What does that have to do with the
shoe?
He
slipped. What? I didn't have it on and ready, I guess.
Maybe he didn't have it in his hands or something. Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know how it works. I don't care. It's all stupid.
Okay.
Right, well, let's move on to the
recap. We don't have lighting there.
Recap.
All right, our first story. Adam, you tell me what your first story was. I'll tell you what my first story was.
My first story was about a man who was holding, I don't know, some herb. Something standing on top of a truck. What was he holding?
Ginger,
yes. And he forgot to duck when the beam came by and he hit his head and died.
My first story was a man who was caught in his own electric mouse trap out in his field.
And then my next story was a man who attempted to cross basically a river and didn't make it.
And my second story was a man who tried to climb out of his fourth-story window to get into his room that had his keys locked
and fell. This is like the most interesting week, I think, because there's nobody that's like accidental, and there's nobody, it's all purpose. I guess the guy in the truck could be accidental, but everything else is purposely done, and no one's drunk or on drugs or anything. It's just sheer doing dumb things.
I want to hear your vote, but I want to hear what you say, because I'm leaning towards voting for the guy on top of the truck, but
it's the most,
seem to think
kind
that's
of
the
funny.
Most accident.
It's the most kind of funny, but like your last story, the guy's definitely jumping. He knows what he's doing, you know, and the guy's crossing the river. He knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
And then your other story was the guy who
electric mouse trap.
He's working with electricity and water. I mean, probably just did it too much, but. Yeah, the first guy just dumb because he wasn't paying attention.
Well, he was on top of a truck.
Yes,
like,
which is dumb.
A
moving truck standing. Yes, that is also dumb. Yes, I guess.
Okay, does he not? Is there too many people in the cab? Like he can't fit in there, so he has to ride on top.
I don't know. You can make up all the stories you want, but I have no clue. I think it's funny. I think the headline's the funniest one. Yes.
Other than the fact that it's fun to ride on top of a truck, like why would you go up there?
I can't think of any reasons. Is this podcast strictly really about what's the most Darwin or what's the funniest Darwin?
Yeah, you're right. It's about entertainment. But in the end, we have to choose what the most Darwin is.
Yeah, it won't matter because they'll choose something else, you know.
The patron. So. All right, what's your choice then?
I'll go with the guy in the truck. I thought that was entertaining.
I'll vote for the same thing. I think it's stupid to ride on top up there. I don't know. I can't think of a reason why he'd be up there. And people might claim it's because of poverty or something. And
Learn to
get
duck.
Inside. The truck moves. Go inside of it. Don't go.
He was
outside.
Wearing his hard hat.
All right, congratulations, man, riding on top of the ginger truck. My ginger, the root, not the people. All right, what are we going to do on our Patreon, our bonus episode today?
I got a few really weird stories. So number one I have is about a cat from Utah. Did you see this story? It seemed to be out there a lot.
I did, and I think it's fake.
I don't think it is fake. It's not
okay, fake. We'll argue it. We can argue it. I mean, it's fake as in the couple's faking it. That's what I think.
How are they faking it? That's not possible. I guess.
Their story's not possible.
You don't think it could survive that long?
7 days without water?
I don't know if it's 7 days.
They said they got the call 7 days later.
Why did it take so long? Okay. I also have one of, did you see the one about the drunk man who wasn't drunk?
Drunk man who wasn't drunk. Oh, no. But I've heard stories like that before. Is that some sort of condition?
Yeah. Yeah, it is. Insane.
Okay. Did you see the guy riding on the scooter who ran into the car door?
No. Okay, like a real like electric scooter or like a...
No, it's just like a... Like, yeah, like a motorcycle.
Is there footage kind of electric? Of it?
No, but I want to talk about that. Okay. And did you see the people at who saw bears in the trees, like baby bear cubs in a tree, and they pulled them out of the trees for selfies? All these tourists. Did you see this?
It can't be the same. It's not the same one I found. I found a different one then. One about my headline is tourist mauled after rolling down window for bear selfie.
No. That's not a great story.
Is that not the one you had?
I don't have that one. That's not a Yahoo story, is it?
No, it's not. It's not.
Okay.
But the very last one I was going to kind of tease is... dude, have you heard about these freaking cicadas taking over the country?
Yeah. It's not here in the West. We're fine.
No, on the East. But it's like the perfect storm of cicadas. Like, there's two breeds that come out like... And every 13 years, but they actually fall this year on the same year. It only happens every like 300 years. Anyways, so they're deafening, like killing people's ears for how loud they are. They can't sleep. They have to go to stay in hotels. They're so loud.
Just over on the East Coast, though.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. And it's not even like full summer yet. It's just like.
Have spring. You haven't been over the East Coast recently?
I have. Yeah, I have. I remember cicadas.
When were you? No, I mean, like within the last month, like you haven't been over there.
No, I'm going out there in about 2 weeks.
Yeah, so. They're going to get you. You're going to better bring
them. I remember hearing them in Texas. And
no, you can hear them all over in the West. We hear them.
I don't hear them out here.
We heard them a lot out in Arizona. When we were traveling around, we heard them quite a bit. But I always liked them. I like them. I like the sound of them.
Yeah, kind of cool.
But if they're killing your ears loud, maybe, you know what, Adam, though? Sometimes these East Coasters, they complain so freaking much.
Okay, well. We'll talk about it. I have about a few their crap backing. Over there. I have a few facts to bring to you. Okay. All right, well. And we'll see Ben on the Patreon, right?
No. Next week. The East Coast just has a tendency to like. The media work themselves into like a frenzy where they all report on it.
Snowmageddon's coming. We're getting a foot of snow.